one of the things when I'm talking with an unbeliever that I try to do is to say, you know, whatever worldview you have, and every one of us has a worldview, whether we know it or not, that worldview must address this question. This is not a unique question to the Christian faith. If you are a materialist or a naturalist that you believe that the physical universe is all there is, you still have to do some explaining about evil and suffering. Now, you could take it from a Darwinian approach. It's survival of the fittest, and yeah, there's going to be some suffering around, along the way. But one of the things I say is, how do you explain extreme, gratuitous evil, where people don't simply eliminate other people, but torture them, yet feed them enough to keep them alive, and yet torture them, getting absolutely no physical advantage? The extreme evil in the world needs to be accounted for through a worldview, and naturalism just doesn't do it. And naturalism also doesn't explain all the good in the world. You know, there's the problem of good. If you're just looking at everything being survival of the fittest, why are there doctors from the West that take all their training with all the money they could make, and they move to work with untouchables or lepers in India and devote their lives to that and find joy in doing so? Okay, now, what about the survival of the fittest could possibly explain that? So I try to help people understand that every worldview has to try to account for some of these things. And there is the problem of evil and suffering, but in my opinion, having studied different worldviews, the Christian worldview, the biblical worldview, has more explanatory power when it comes to the origin of evil, the reality of evil, of suffering, of a God who is sovereign and who in the end promises his children that he will work it all together for good, even if we can't see it happening now.